John Molinaro's here to explain all of this.
It's been a confusing 24 hours, John. So where are we now?
So the latest is that he's still a TFC player, that not unlike, it's pretty uncommon for teams to get transfer requests for high-profile players, and Toronto FC did receive one from a club in the Middle East, but shot it down pretty quickly. There was no sort of formal offer. It was just sort of informal talks. And, you know, he's still with the club as we speak, as they're training in California. But it's no secret that he's in the last year of his current contract. He's been sort of angling to get a contract extension. So I think he's clearly frustrated and that he hasn't signed a new deal. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Can you explain, just for the non-soccer folks in the audience, explain the mechanism here? You know, where the transfer window is currently open, correct?
Yes, yeah.
And then it's open until when?
So it's generally speaking January 31st,
right.
But some countries have their own sort of separate transfer window that either will begin or will end sooner or go later. For Saudi Arabia, I looked it up, it's actually February 4th.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of extra time.
A little bit more wiggle room.
Yeah.
So that's a week from today, right?
Right. Yeah, that would be it, yeah.
And so, again, just kind of explain the process. So if a team wants to acquire Sebastian Giovinco.
Right. So they would have to sort of pay, you know, a fee to Toronto FC to procure his rights. You know, I would imagine a couple million euros or something like that. They couldn't just sort of sign him. And you have to remember, he's still under contract for TFC. So TFC own him lock, stock, and barrel. The only way that he could go is on a transfer is if, you know, Toronto FC agreed to sell him. So if they come to, this is a big if, but if they come to a transfer agreement with another club, they would get a fee. But Giovinco would also have to negotiate a new contract with the team, although that usually does, those two things happen usually side
right.
by side.
But there can be an amount of money that'll force a club's hand, right? Like normally a guy moving from a lower ranked team to a higher ranked team in the transfer market.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The lower ranked team can keep him, but in fact they can't, right? That there is that their hand is forced by the money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's not really the case, I wouldn't think, in this sort of instance, just because it's Toronto FC and they're back behind Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment. So, although, you know, he's 32, they might want to think about recuperating something before his transfer value goes down.
Yeah. Do we know what the offer is in terms of
money? No.
Yeah.
No.
Can you guess?
I would think it would have to be a couple million euro at least. Like, I mean, for them to, I don't know what the offer would be, but for them to take it seriously, I would think they would have to be, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 million, something like that.
Dollars.
Yeah. Euros.
Euros.
Yeah.
So 20 maybe million dollars.
Yeah. Canadian. Something like that. Yeah.
Any guess as to what is that? Does TFC get all that money, first of all?
Yeah. So they would get that. I mean, MLS is it's a funny league, as Stephen will know.
Yeah.
There's a portion of that would go to the league, but predominantly the bulk of that transfer fee would go to TFC.
So they essentially have to decide whether they want to keep him.
Yeah.
And if they do, then they're going to have to negotiate a contract with him.
Yes.
Beyond, they've got one more year left.
They got one more year on.
Understood.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Let's go down this road a bit. Not far, but a year down the road. They reject the offer from the Saudi club.
Mm-hmm.
Giovinco plays the last year of his contract. That deal ends. Can Giovinco go wherever he wants?
Absolutely, yeah. He'd be a free agent. He can go wherever he wants. With MLS, he wouldn't be able to go anywhere because MLS, again, a funny league, they would still retain his rights. But outside of MLS,
TFC would.
Yeah, but outside of MLS, he'd be an absolute free agent, and he could go wherever he want, and Toronto wouldn't get any kind of recuperation.
So the point is, if TFC decides that they're not interested in extending his contract,
mm-hmm.
that they think maybe he's a little too long in the tooth, perhaps.
Right.
And we don't know how long Giovinco wants, but you'd have to assume at least 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They face the possibility here of getting nothing.
Yes, absolutely.
So that may be their motivation, not necessarily to get rid of him this year,
mm-hmm.
but, well, we're not really that interested in signing him. It's going to probably cost us $20 million to get him for another 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be as good at 34 and 35 as he has been at 30 and 31. This may get us out.
It could be. I mean, that is something, a calculation that TFC might have to make in terms of, you know, do we sort of wait and see how he plays out before we resign him? But if we drag our feet and he gets sort of angry, you know, does he sort of go away and then we don't get anything for it? That's absolutely something that Toronto will be considering.
So John, where is this team right now? You know, we're a little more than a year removed from the championship team.
Right.
Disappointing season this past year for a bunch of reasons, you know, including, I think, just fatigue, you know, from the crazy schedule they played the year before. You're in the last year with Javinko, with Bradley, and with Josie Altidor. You've let some players have left, and you've got a new general manager. So is this kind of a, like, are we coming up on kind of a natural sea change here anyway for this team? Is it a turning of the page moment, or did they take, they kind of double down and take one more shot at it with this group?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, obviously, again, they have the three designated players in tow for this year. So, well, we'll see
as of today. As of today.
So
whatever time it is, yeah.
I think they absolutely go for it, both in Champions League and MLS. But yeah, I do think there is a bit of a sea change with Ali Curtis, who's replaced recently Tim Bezbatchenko as the general manager, because he's more, his track record with New York was, New York had designated players, but he was sort of more about player development and young players and building within and sort of spreading the wealth around as opposed to loading up on three sort of main guys. So I do think there's a sea change in that regard. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, you have to remember too, Ali Curtis has only been in the job not even a month. So for him to, you know, him not necessarily wanting to negotiate new player deals right now, you can certainly appreciate that because he's still kind of getting his lay of the land. But at some point, this is going to come to a head and they have to get serious about whether they want to resign these
guys. Like, do you think they start the season with, if you had to bet right now, they start the season with all three guys?
I think so. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Let's put Javinko in some kind of context here. He is doubtless the most impactful player for TFC. He is the highest scorer. Didn't have as good a year this year as he did last year. Maybe some reasons for that, but nonetheless, he sells tickets, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
He is an exciting player, to be sure. He's more than just a goal scorer. He is a bundle of energy out there. But this Saudi club does not play in a league that has much cachet outside the borders of that country. Would there be interest in Javinko in the Premiership, in Serie A, in Spain? Is there any other, in France, is there any other league, more prominent league, where you think teams would have interest in this player?
Yeah, absolutely. I still think, you know, he could potentially go to Serie A and play in Italy because, again, being of Italian descent, his agent is Italian, so they have, you know, a large network of contacts there. And the Italian media, not that they have guys over here kind of following his every move, but they have been kind of kept tabs on what he's done. And so, you know, the media and even reporters there are kind of kept close tabs on what he's done. So I do think there's interest in there. Now, he wouldn't go to a Juventus or an AC Milan or an Inter Milan, sort of the top tier clubs. But could I see him going to a middle of the pack team in Serie A, like Sampdoria or Parma? Absolutely, yeah.
And that would put him back, and this, you know, gets the other angle here, which is that would put him back potentially on the radar for international duty.
Yes.
Which at his stage of career and life, you know, he is, might still be, like, I think he'd be a long shot to be a first team selection for Italy.
Right.
But at least they would pay attention.
Right? Yeah, he's probably only got one more World Cup, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, because 32, I mean, you know, this is kind of the age where strikers tend to sort of, you know, show their age and as you said, they become long in the tooth. So this would be his final shot. I mean, I don't think it would exponentially, lead to a better chance of playing for the national team, but certainly a little bit more than, you know, playing in MLS or than playing in Saudi Arabia. If he goes to Saudi Arabia, that's it.
There's
no possible way he plays for the national team.
Because he's been recalled,
I think once or twice.
And capped a couple of times, right?
Yeah,
since playing for Toronto.
For Toronto, yeah.
And even that was, you know, regarded as a bit of a long shot.
Yes.
Right?
Sorry to jump in here, but you've said this twice. Just explain why, if he goes to Saudi Arabia, the Italian national team would have no interest in him.
Because it's viewed as a very, a league that doesn't have much cachet, that the standard of play is very good. The thinking is that you have to play in a credible league to gain national team sort of opportunities. Okay. And I mean, you know, Italian national team managers in the past have sort of, you know, the reason why, you know, during his time in Toronto, they hasn't got recalled up is because they view MLS as sort of less than, you know, what he would be paying in Serie A. So you can just imagine what the reaction would be for him to going to Saudi Arabia, who, you know, in the grand sort of scheme of things, is viewed as an even lower standard than MLS.
But guys go there to get paid. Same reason they go to China, right?
Absolutely, that's, yeah.
You go to get paid.
Yeah, it's one final chance to sort of cash out. And, you know, you can. I certainly don't sort of blame players for doing that.
No.
If that's what they want to do, then by all means, God bless.
Now, Giovinco's his forte is scoring goals.
Yeah.
He is an offensive player. Italy historically has had some difficulty in scoring goals in international competition. I don't know if that's still the case. I don't follow it
recently.
Well,
yeah, I would say that
again.
True.
They're back where they were.
No, they've had difficulties in the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
Would that make him more appealing?
If,
well, given that he is a forward and he has the ability to score goals,
mm-hmm.
I mean, whether he has the same could score at the same rate in Serie A as he could in MLS.
Mm-hmm.
Doubtful,
right?
But nonetheless.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, they're not overburdened with forwards
options.
Who can
right.
score a lot of goals.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I do think if he goes back to a Serie A team and he sort of, you know, rediscovers, you know, somewhat decent form in a top league like that, I think it would certainly improve his chances of playing for the national team. Again, you have to consider his age and, you know, the Italian manager, Roberto Mancini, is sort of bringing in younger option as well. So there's a whole different number of variables at play. But would it improve his chances? Yeah, I think it would.
Before we let you go, who would be the principal in pitching him? Would it be his agent, or would TFC let it be known throughout the soccer world that he might be available?
Well, his agent is right now, he's the one who's driving this, right? Because he's in a contract year, and he's the one who's sort of stoking the fires. And he's a bit, Andre D'Amico is a bit of a slippery guy. He's sort of done this in the past.
Not unheard of
like a lot of agents. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was 2 years ago when he was sort of like linking him to a team in China to sort of, you know, gin up interest in and raise Giovinco's profile. So the agent and there's some gamesmanship here because they're trying to engage Toronto into, you know, contract negotiations.
But it seems to me that we should know the answer to this question within the next few days. Either TFC offers him a new deal or they sell him.
Yes, although they might not have to offer him a new deal because, again, the transfer window closes, I think, for Saudi Arabia February 4th. That could come, and they could just say, you know what, we're not selling you, and play hardball and just negotiate.
Well, but then you have him for a year, and then he can walk on his own.
That's true. That's true.
He might be cranky.
Or you start negotiations, you know, and everything turns out. So either way, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.